Let's go on to our third story now. The large number of European Union citizens joining the ranks of the ISIL in Syria and Iraq has raised the alarm among EU members. The bloc's anti-terrorism chief says the shocking facts should be subjected to thorough investigations. However, analysts point to the West's behaviour in Syria and Iraq as the main reason behind the trend. Press News' Jerome Hughes reports.
EU counter-terrorism coordinator Jill de Kerckhove has told legislators in Brussels that a more united effort is required to prevent EU citizens from joining the ISIL terror group. Security agencies are aware of approximately 10,000 EU citizens who are described as ISIL sympathisers, and more than 3,000 citizens from the bloc are known to have travelled to Syria and Iraq to join ISIL.
Is there a budget assigned to the programs of de-radicalization and to prevention of radicalization? Because, I mean, without the budget, this is just words, as we have had a lot.
Jill de Kerckhove says there is no specific budget allocated to deter radicalization, and he says a more coordinated approach is needed involving all 28 member states of the EU.
In order to connect the dots, you need to have the dots in one place and ensure that you have the system which can where you can match the dots and connect them. There is some improvement still needed, to say the least.
Members of the Syrian community in Brussels believe that the West's failed attempts to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad have in fact supported the growth of ISIL.
I think all the guns that the West bought for anti-government fighters now with ISIS. And it's the time to change the West its plan and start talk with al-Assad.
Security experts say the most common way that EU citizens are being encouraged to join ISIL is through the use of Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.
There is a growing consensus among experts that the West has actually contributed to the growth of ISIL and that the only way the terrorist organisation will be defeated is if the United States and Britain engage constructively with President Bashar al-Assad. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.